The conflict that erupted in Sudan in April this year, which now is 6 months old, has had a devastating impact on civilians in Sudan. Both the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces have caused immense human suffering in the country. Amnesty International have documented serious violations committed by both the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces throughout the conflict, including war crimes. Civilians, particularly in the capital Khartoum and in Darfur, and mostly in Western Darfur, have been subjected to indiscriminate attacks, and they have also been subjected to targeted attacks in some of the cases, especially in West Darfur. The rapid support forces and allied Arab militias have carried out targeted attacks against the Masalit community in what Amnesty International documented to be ethnically motivated attack. Many people have been forced to flee their homes, both in the capital Khartoum and in many parts of the country. Amnesty International researchers, including myself, have visited Chad in June, where we have witnessed a very dire situation where many refugees who fled the conflict have been suffering from hunger, from overcrowding, and many of them were wounded and injured by both indiscriminate and targeted attacks. Unfortunately, this situation is still unfolding. The inaction from the international community seems to be emboldening the parties to the conflict.
Yes, I wanted to talk to you about that part, about accountability. Now, the reports we have like more than 5,000 civilian deaths and 12,000 injured, 5.7 million people forcibly displaced. In this statement, Amnesty International put out, you mentioned justice and accountability being essential to the protection of civilians. Could you explain the current state of accountability for past crimes in Sudan and how it relates to the ongoing violence?
Yeah, over 5,000, according to the UN figures, we have over 5,000 people have been killed. Over 12,000 people have been injured, and over 5 million people have been possibly displaced from their countries, from their houses. Some of them are internally displaced within Sudan, and some have fled to neighboring countries, including Chad, Egypt, Central African Republic, South Sudan, and other countries. We believe impunity is one of the root causes of the conflict in Sudan, where two generals who have been committing serious violations of human rights in the past several years, including the conflict in Darfur, which actually this conflict right now is the 20th anniversary of the Darfur conflict, and also the serious violations committed against protesters who are protesting against military takeover in 2021. These generals have had that past, and they think nothing is going to happen to them, and we believe impunity is one of the key drivers of the conflict in Sudan.
I see.
Addressing impunity is really key right
yes,
now.
Yes, I was just getting to that. Amnesty International welcomed the establishment of an international accountability mechanism by the Human Rights Council. Can you tell me about the importance of that, and how do you propose we can address impunity in Sudan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as I said, impunity in Sudan is one of the things that are fueling the conflict, and we are calling for justice and accountability at the UN Human Rights Council. Amnesty International welcomes the establishment of a fact-finding mission that has the ability to collect evidence of human rights violations of an international humanitarian law violations, preserve that evidence, and identify perpetrators of these serious violations to ensure there is accountability in the future, either in domestic justice mechanisms or in internationally established mechanisms, including the International Criminal Court. So that is why we are welcoming, and we think it's a step towards ensuring there is accountability for all the violations that are being committed by the RSF and SAF at the moment.